It's a bit on the cool side for the final day of March. Temperatures this afternoon have been a bit below normal. They're not dramatically below what's typical for today, but it does feel a bit chilly, especially with the lack of sunshine. There has been some nice sunshine across the far north, so basically near the Canadian border, things have been rather bright. For the rest of the area, it has been mainly cloudy, though there have been some thin spots in the clouds and occasional sunny breaks. There have also been some occasional showers today, and a couple of passing showers will be possible in the coming hours, though I'm not expecting any significant rainfall. I'm not seeing a huge shift in the weather pattern over the next couple of days. We have this large upper-level low, which basically is this pool of cool air aloft, and that tends to lead to cloudy weather, and I'm looking at cloudy weather mainly in the coming days, though I think we will see a little bit of sunshine from time to time. There's also going to be a storm that develops and actually intensifies pretty quickly, but that's going to stay pretty far to the south. That's going to track off the Carolina coast tomorrow. So any heavy rain is going to stay offshore of New England in the northeast. It's not going to bring us any wet weather here tomorrow, though the breeze may kick up a little bit, but it's not going to be that windy around here. In terms of how the sky will look tomorrow, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will again be below average, running largely in the 40s to near 50 degrees. And then on Thursday, that storm will have turned to the northeast, and a little piece of that storm may back close enough to us to bring some showers to the area. They will advance in from the east, so we'll see some rain showers work through, maybe even a couple of snowflakes in the higher elevations, and they're going to move basically from northeast to southwest during the day on Thursday, and a few of those showers may linger into Friday. And I think temperatures on both Thursday and Friday are likely to be in the neighborhood of the 50-degree mark. So that is, again, a little bit below average for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, pleasant but a bit cool, with highs in the 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, pleasant but a bit cool, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably cloudy and cool, a low of 28 to 34, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, pleasant but a bit cool, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy and cool, lows in the upper 20s to low 30s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, pleasant but a bit cool, a high of 45 to 50. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the 40s to around 50, and on Friday, a few morning showers, more clouds than sun, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.